Nearly 300 people are in Clearwater Beach, Florida this week for the annual American Peanut Research and Education Society's 42nd annual meeting. A variety of researchers and others are on hand to get updates on some of the latest work done by those in the peanut industry. University of Florida's Maria Gallo, incoming president of APERS and program committee chair for this year's event, explains what this meeting is all about.
Well, basically it's for the researchers and extension personnel to get together and exchange information. Peanut production, peanut genetics and genomics, and pathology. Share this information so we can improve production and efficiency.
Gallo said the information gathered at this event will help research efforts, which will eventually benefit peanut growers.
Peanut has a very complex regulation. We know that we can make crosses and have different varieties, and they respond differently. We don't always understand why they respond differently. So we're delving into that area to understand the mechanisms that control yield, that control disease resistance, that control water use efficiency. The more we understand at the basic level, the better we'll be able to breed the cultivars that we need and establish a productive industry.
And during the opening session, the National Peanut Board presented the George Washington Carver Award, and this year's recipient was Dylan Wan, a master's student with the University of Georgia in Tifton.
My projects focus primarily on peanut work in a couple different areas. I'm focusing on cover crop usage, using cover crops as kind of a nutrient supplement in peanut crops. But I'm also doing some work in weed control and organic peanuts, as well as testing some different varieties for use in organic peanut production. So a little bit of variation, but it's been very interesting.
Juan told me he was surprised and very honored and hopes he can continue to represent that legacy. But folks representing not only the peanut-growing states here in the U.S., but also from across the globe are at the annual APERS meeting, which is underway in Clearwater Beach, Florida. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.